In this week's Sales Advisor segment, I want you to think back to last week. We talked about the five-step process and why it's so important to follow that process. Today, I want to talk about steps one and two, introduction and credibility, and why they're so important. So join me as we take a deep dive into the importance of steps one and two. Steps one and two are really, really simple. In fact, both of these steps you've done probably a million times in the course of your career. We're going to, on step one, introduce ourselves and build our credibility. And then in step two, we're going to position ourselves to offer multiple solutions. Remember, in sales, as a service technician or a sales professional, your income is based on the number of problems that you solve. So you want to position yourself with your homeowner to have permission to solve as many problems as you can find. And so as you'll see in step two, we're simply going to get the homeowner's permission to bring other things to their attention in the event we find other problems. But let's talk about step one, introduction and credibility. As I mentioned earlier, you've done this a million times. It's where you walk in, you're going to introduce yourself, you're going to put your floor savers on, your shoe covers, that type of thing, and it's something you've done many, many times. There's a couple of key things, however, that I like to accomplish in that brief introductory statement, which, by the way, your introductory statement could literally be 20 or 30 seconds. It's not a long process, but it's very important that you do it. Obviously, you're going to greet the homeowner, introduce yourself. And then one of the things I like to accomplish is I want to accomplish building credibility for my company and then building credibility for me and then leveraging my credibility back to the company. I'll explain to you what I mean by that. It's important to understand that when I'm talking to a homeowner, their relationship is with me, right? And they're going to be nice to me and they're going to be pleasant with me just because I'm right there in front of them. Even if they're upset about something, they'll typically be nice to the person right there in front of them. If you think about it, it's very easy sometimes to be angry with, you know, a person that's not in front of you, right? I remember one time I was talking to a neighbor and he was over in my front yard and he was talking about this other neighbor whose, you know, dog was keeping him up at night and they were loud over there and he was really complaining a lot about this other neighbor. Well, son of a gun, as if on cue, the other neighbor comes walking up the street. And my friend turns to him and says, "Oh, how you doing, buddy?" Right? Like he's Mr. Nice Guy. He was just, you know, slamming the guy seconds before. My point is this: people tend to be nice to people in front of them, right? So your homeowner is going to be nice to you. Their natural relationship is going to be with you. So you want to use that relationship to leverage the credibility of your company. And it will sound something like this. How you doing, Mr. Homeowner? My name is Wally with ABC Heating and Cooling, and I'm very excited to be here today. Just wanted to let you know that we are one of the best companies in town, maybe even the biggest company, depending on the size of your company. But we are one of the best companies in town. And the reason we're one of the best companies in town is because of a series of guarantees that we offer that absolutely guarantee your satisfaction on this job. And I'll talk to you more about that later. But these guarantees are the hallmark of our company. Now, I've been with ABC for about 5 years, and I can tell you, Mr. Homeowner, I could work pretty much anywhere I wanted to in town. I'm one of the most in-demand technicians in the city. But I choose to work here at ABC because of the way they take care of their customers and the way they take care of their people. So I'm really excited to be here. So again, that's your introduction and credibility statement. It took about 30 seconds. But let them know specifically you're one of the best because of your service guarantees, whatever those are. You'll explain them in more detail later, but let them know you have a series of guarantees that protects them. Whatever your guarantees, whether it's a buy-it-back guarantee or just a satisfaction guarantee, a quality guarantee, whatever it is, just let them know you have a series of guarantees designed to protect them. And you'll talk about more about that later. Let them know that's really what sets you apart. Then I like to tell them, I've worked for ABC for X amount of years, and I choose to work there because they're one of the best companies in town, the way they take care of their customers. I could work anywhere in town, but I choose to work here because of how they treat their customers and their people. Again, I'm taking my credibility, you know, that I'm one of the most in-demand technicians in the city. I could work anywhere I want, but I choose to work at ABC because of the way they treat their customers and the way they treat their people. And in about 30 seconds, I've introduced myself and I've built credibility for my company by talking about my guarantees. I've built credibility for myself by saying I'm one of the most in-demand technicians in the city. And then I took that credibility and put it back on the company by saying I choose to work there because of the way they take care of their customers and their people. So in 30 seconds, I've already kind of set the anchors, introduced myself, and began building serious credibility with my homeowner. Now, let's talk about step two, because step one is just that simple. Again, you've probably done that a million times, right? I just want you to get a little more precise in your language, and rather than just going in introducing yourself, have a specific objective. Your objective is to talk about your guarantees, about you being a great technician, and you choose to work at your company because of how they treat their people and their customers. Then I segue right on in to step two. Step two is to position yourself to offer multiple solutions. Remember, multiple solutions are the key to growing your average ticket and to growing your income. I want to go to the whiteboard for just a minute to kind of give you a brief overview of really what I'm talking about here in this situation. So what I want to do is to show you a little model that really illustrates the decision that people are engaging in when they're deciding whether or not to purchase solutions from you. If you think about the purchasing process, it's kind of a balance that homeowners have to make, right? On one hand, they have their money. On the other hand, they have a problem. Now, the way commerce works in real life is that people have problems and they pay their money to get solutions to those problems. And our job, when we walk in the house, whether it's on a sales call or a service call, our job is to demonstrate the value of our solution to their problems. And if the homeowner decides that our solution is more important to them than their money, they will exchange their money for our solution. That's how commerce happens. That's how transactions happen. So here's the thing. If you want to make this bigger, you can't just arbitrarily go out there and double, triple, quadruple your prices tomorrow, right? The only way to get the money bigger on a consistent basis is to keep things in balance. How do you do that? Well, you have to find additional problems to solve for your homeowner. And you'll see throughout the process, especially in step three, the process I'm going to, step three and step four really, I'm going to take that problem and I'm going to expand it. So perhaps they call me about a furnace problem. I'm going to find an air conditioning problem, a noise problem, an indoor air quality problem, maybe even a humidity problem, whatever it is, but I'm going to find a whole scope of problems. And you'll see how this happens in step three and step four. And then how I'm going to use all those problems to close the deal in step five. So again, they might start with one problem, but before I'm done, we might have discovered four, five, or six, or seven problems, just depending on the situation. The key is I have to make sure I find those problems, but then I want to get the homeowner's permission to bring those problems to their attention. And the way I'm going to do that is very simple, which is what step two is all about. Step two is simply a matter of gaining permission to bring other problems to the attention of your homeowner. You're not going to try to solve the problems at this point. You're going to solve the problems later. And in fact, at this point, you don't even know what the problems are, except for maybe the problem they called you about. So there are going to be other problems on that call that you don't know about, but what you want to do before you even find them is you want to get permission to bring those to the homeowner's attention. So once I do my introduction and credibility statement, I simply say, now, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I'm going to go ahead and take a look at your system and find out what's going on here. Again, if it's a service call, you're going to, you know, be going to find whatever the problem is. If it's a sales call, you're just going to say, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I'm going to go take a look at your system and kind of see what's going on, take a look at the house, do my measurements and my load calculation, that type of thing. But whatever it is, you just let them know that you're going to go look at the house, look at the system, look at whatever you're going to look at. And all you want to say is something very simple like this. Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, as I'm checking out your system, if I find something that could be a safety issue, a quality of life issue, a code issue, is that something you would like me to bring to your attention, or should I just keep that information to myself? Right? That's all you want to ask them. And when you do the takeaway and say, you know, should I just keep that information to myself? When you do that takeaway, the natural inclination of human beings is going to be like, no, tell me. If you find something else that's a safety issue, a quality of life issue, you know, a home comfort issue, a code issue, whatever it is, you know, if you say, do you want me to keep that to myself? They're going to jump in and say, no, just let me know, right? Again, they're not agreeing to buy any of the solutions. You haven't even found the problems yet. So you're nowhere near ready to do that, but you're getting permission from your homeowner to bring the other problems to their attention. The reason that's important is that sometimes it can be very awkward, right? You're working on the furnace and maybe you see a problem with the water heater, or you see a problem with return air, or you see a problem with the air conditioner, whatever it is. Sometimes the tendency is we can be afraid to bring that to the homeowner's attention because we don't want to seem like we're being pushy or trying to, you know, hard sell or something. But if you get the homeowner's permission before you go look at the system, you get their permission to bring these things up, it makes it much easier for you to come back upstairs or come back to the homeowner and say, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, you said to bring anything else up that I found. Well, I found problem A, B, C, and D, right? And then, of course, you're going to try to offer solutions. to those problems. But at this point in step two, all you're trying to do is to get permission from your homeowner to bring these additional problems to their attention. And you're going to take it away a little bit by saying, is that something I should keep to myself? And then they're going to say, no, let me know. So if I take number one, step one, and I take step two and kind of blend them together, it's going to sound something like this. How you doing, Mr. Homeowner? My name is Weldon Long. I'm working here at ABC and very happy to be here today. I know you guys have some type of heating problem and really looking forward to taking care of that for you. Just wanted to let you know that my company, ABC, in my estimation, it's the best company in town. And the reason it's the best company is very simple. It's because of a series of guarantees that we have that are designed to protect you, the homeowner. We know that with contractors, sometimes it can get pretty sketchy. And so we offer these guarantees, which I'll talk more about a little bit later, but these guarantees are designed to protect you. I've worked for ABC for about 5 years now, and I can tell you, I'm one of the most in-demand technicians in the city. I could work anywhere I want to work in town here. I choose to work at ABC because of the way they treat me and because of the way they treat my customers. They're a very reliable company, and that's why I like to work with them, and that's why I'm so proud to work here. What I'd like to do now is to go ahead and take a look at your system, see what's going on, see what the problems are. And by the way, as I look around your system and look around the house, if I find any other issues that are perhaps a code issue, a safety issue, quality of life, or indoor air quality situation, if I find any problems along those lines, are those things you would like me to bring to your attention, or would you rather I just keep that information to myself? Oh, right. Bring it. Let me know. I want to know, right? Great. Let's go take a look at the system. So again, the whole process, steps one and two, is going to take you maybe a minute, maybe even less. But it's critically important because you have accomplished three very important objectives in those two steps. Number one, you introduced yourself. Number two, you built some credibility for your company and for yourself. And then you leverage that credibility back to the company. And then number three, you have permission from your homeowner to find other problems and to bring those problems to their attention. Now you've already got a very simple opportunity to find the problems and say, hey, you wanted to know? Here are the problems. And then, of course, you're going to offer solutions to those problems. So that's step one and two, very simple, very quick, very efficient, takes about a minute, but it can go a long way towards building credibility for you and also opening the door to offer multiple solutions to your homeowners at the end of the process, which we'll talk about in later modules.